Later this morning, the for-profit youth services provider Vision Quest is expected to be in court, asking a Philadelphia judge to let it begin housing immigrant youth who crossed the U.S. border illegally. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports ahead of that decision. Vision Quest staffers are speaking out, saying they do not believe the facility can safely open.
Five Vision Quest employees, four current and one previous, shared concerns with WHYY. "We're not using their names because they fear retaliation and trouble finding new jobs. All say they witnessed a woman set off a stun gun during a training. Three say they witnessed a supervisor threaten a case manager. All said complaints are not uniformly handled by management. Center Director James Smith says he does address safety concerns, and he believes the company's culture issues are the result of an ongoing zoning battle with the city of Philadelphia that so far kept the center from accepting kids.
We have some really hard-working staff who are somewhat frustrated that we've been in this since January, and for whatever reason, the facility has not been allowed to open."
Vision Quest has a contract with the federal government to house up to 60 undocumented immigrant teenage boys in Philadelphia's Logan neighborhood. In 2017, the city shut down a residential youth center run by Vision Quest in the same building over reports that staff physically and verbally abused children in their care. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.